If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan After Show in 10 minutes or less.
How are you feeling? How did it feel to be back after your
life? Oh, I love being back. My voice still isn't perfect. It's still like...
It never was.
Got him! Wow. It's still... I sound still not great. But what are you going to do? You never did.
Never did.
Yeah, I got him.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
That's sucker.
I like it. Yeah, take more shots at him. Let's level this playing field. Let's even it out a little bit.
That's not fun.
Old punching bag Pepper.
Yeah. No one ever takes shots at you. That's so, you're so poor me.
We do pile on quite a bit, but it's all for fun.
I know. It doesn't bother me at all. Oh. I get that question sometimes. Like, does it bother you that they're always making fun of you? I'm like, hey, as long as they're happy, I'm fine.
There you go, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
The ultimate sacrifice.
Thanks. You're such a kind
guy.
Do
it for others when you're not going to do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What did your daughter call you this morning on the show?
Asshat.
Is that how she talks
we,
to you?
We have a relationship that, and she'll be in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So she can explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends think it's completely weird.
Why?
Like, her friends look at it and like her, one of her friends actually was a bit, she's a Karen in training. One of her friends, I don't like her very much. Because you could just tell, right? She's no fun. She doesn't have a sense of humor. And she just thinks that our relationship is like way wrong.
Well, it might be.
The relationship I have with my daughter.
It could be.
Who's to decide what my relationship with my daughter is supposed to be like?
Well, I mean, there's a standard kind of practice of what a relationship with a parent and a kid should be.
Well, just how we talk to each other, how we get along, how we...
Why does she think it's bad?
I think she thinks it's weird that we tease each other a lot and we... You know, have like, we have a lot of like inside jokes between her and I.
Like, what kind of teasing?
We call each other names all the time.
Do you flirt with your daughter?
I'm just asking.
Like, does it come across as flirting?
No.
Like, why would she think it's weird then?
Because he's supposed to be the authority figure.
I don't know. Like, she thinks, so like, for example, right? I don't know. They might all be, you need to know our relationship to explain them. But like, for example, so last night I was downstairs. She was already in bed because she's a baby and she's a little baby, likes to go to bed early.
Okay.
I wish I could too. Yeah. She's very strict about her routine and it's like everything by the minute.
Yeah.
And she texts me because she bit her lip somehow. And she's like, Dad, can you bring me up some ice?
I thought she was downstairs.
No. I was on the main floor. She was in her room.
Upstairs.
So she texted me and said, Dad, can you bring me up some ice? I bit my lip.
Right.
And then I was like, I'll bring it when I'm good and ready. And then she just kept texting me. Ding, 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 ding. And she's like, I'm not going to stop until you come up. And then so I muted
like that.
It.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then so I finally was like, all right, I brought up some ice. And she's like, look. And it was this tiny little thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, my lip almost fell off. I waited so long. Right. She's just being annoying.
Right.
And I was just like, well, then I could finally look at you. You're so ugly.
Oh, wow.
Just things like that. Wow. Right. Now we just have fun with it. And she's like, oh, shut up. Like, we just play with each other a lot. We get along really well. We have gone
until therapy comes in.
We have gone from her hating my guts. You remember that and how hard that was on me when I was an alcoholic and when I was drinking and she didn't want to be around me and she didn't live with me for a long time. Yeah. Totally. It was hard on her. And like, we had a relationship that was in desperate need of repair and we both invested a lot of time in making it better. Me getting sober was pretty big on that list.
Yeah, probably.
And now we're like the best of friends. And I know you shouldn't be your kids' friends. And she's 18. They're in maintenance mode now.
Yeah, I think you can be your friends with your kids for sure.
At this age, we're becoming
more
friends.
But you shouldn't have been friends when they were 13 and 15.
No, I don't think so. I think it's kind of evolved into that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, and I still help her. And I do all the things a parent is supposed to do. But we just kind of, and like she'll come to my comedy shows.
But why does this person think it's weird?
And she thinks it's weird. And like the things I talk about in my comedy shows are weird and she shouldn't hear them and things like that.
Okay.
And it's just like, I don't know. Some of her friends think our relationship is weird. They also think I'm super cool. And a lot of her friends say, I wish I had a relationship like that with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
As close and open and honest as we are.
Nobody thinks you're super cool. They got pretty cool.
Nobody, that's...
But Dylan, look at who I'm up against.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
But, no, I don't know. Like, so we have a relationship that I think is different than a lot of father-daughter relationships, but I don't know how different. This is the only father-daughter relationship I have. I don't know, Robbie, what was your dad like with your sisters?
I don't think he was as liberal as you are, but... they had good relationships, just not like you had, right?
Well, we can share anything. We can talk about anything.
My dad would still discipline us.
Right.
Right? And he would discipline, and I'd see...
He wouldn't joke about our sex life or anything like that.
There was knockdown fights, like just screaming matches in the house.
Between your dad and your sisters?
All of us, yeah. So there was tense times, but it was like, it's not any relationship ruining stuff.
Right.
It was just kids being kids, dads being dads.
Yeah.
What is your wife's relationship with your daughter?
Oh, yeah, ex-wife.
My ex-wife's relationship? They're close, but I would say Tyler and I are closer.
Oh, if we said that to her, would she be upset?
To Kristen or to Tyler? To Kristen? Kristen, yeah, she would be upset.
Oh, she'd be upset.
She would be upset. But, like, I mean, it's part of circumstance, right? Kristen's married and her husband lives in Calgary, and she spends half her time in Calgary. Like, I couldn't imagine being in the position that Kristen's in, where she has to live here until Tyler finishes high school, but yet, like, the love of her life is not behind the fence. he's down in Calgary.
Right.
And, you know, to try and balance that is very stressful for her. And I'm sure there's a lot of guilt, mom guilt, that comes with her choosing to go down to Calgary every other week. Right.
But, 18.
She is 18. And, like, I'm already sad about the idea of her moving away, because it does feel like we went from a really, really dark, awful place where I feared it would be that, you know, relationship where, you know, years and years and years from now, like you'd see in a movie where we finally confront each other and then I was an awful dad, and we managed to save it and make it stronger than it's ever been. And now I'm really sad that she's going away.
Yeah.
Like, in a matter of months, I'm going to have a daughter living in Vancouver and a son in somewhere.
In the Philippines
or Indonesia, and who knows? Somebody even mentioned, like, oh, he's going to meet somebody there and fall in love.
Oh,
and
that'd be good.
I'm like, wow, do you think? Like, it just, yeah. The other night I went to tuck my daughter in because I got home late to just pop in and say I'm home and give her a little kiss on the forehead. And I realized, and this is a total parent thing, and you and your girlfriend will realize this probably at some point. I kissed her on the head and I went, my God, she's eight. That's an adult.
Yeah.
She's 18 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dylan, you saw her getting born. Robbie, you bathed her when she was a little baby.
It was weird.
And it's like, she's 18 years old.
Yeah.
And moving out. And I'm going to be, and I know I have a stepdaughter and stepson who I'm getting along with, like, famously. It's awesome. But my kids are going to be gone.
Yeah.
And
you did it.
Our relationship
you made it.
Is awesome. And I'm going to really, really, truly miss her. But one of the things I'm really looking forward to is that road trip in August when I get to drive her out to Vancouver and set her up in her dorm.
Oh, you're going to be so sad.
I'm going to be sad, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Don't overstep.
But I got a whole 10-hour, 11, 12-hour drive home to cry.
Oh, man.
Boy, that's a long way to go.
I know, but I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to take 2 days and drive out. And
how much stuff is there? Like, you can't...
Not a lot.
Why?
Yeah, it's... Well, it's a... No, we want to do the road trip. Her mom's flying to meet us there.
No, of course.
But, yeah, we want to do the road trip, her and I, so it's going to be awesome.
But who's going to come back with you? You got to get someone to come back with you.
I'll drive back by myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not very good.
It'll be fine.
Robbie!
That worries me.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a really interesting relationship, and I love it.
As long as you like it, really.
Oh, I love it. I love it, and she thinks it's amazing, and those two have a friendship, not a mother-daughter kind of. It's a friendship that they have, like the fun aunt.
Right.
Right. And sometimes I feel like the fun uncle and not the dad.
Right.
Like, we joke around, and we have fun,
You're supposed to be the dad, though.
Yeah, I know. But I don't really have to discipline her very much. She's too straight arrow.
She's been too good for too long.
She is too good. She doesn't get in any trouble. So.
Well, that's good. And now it doesn't matter if she does.
Exactly. She's on her own. She's a damn adult.
Okay. You got it.
Who I still need to pick up today.
You're helping her for life.
I know. I just found
a picture of her from her last visit in the studio.
Okay.
And I think we should remake the picture because it's so cute.
Oh, my God. That's her last.
From 12 years ago.
She was like six.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cute?
That's the last time she was in?
I think so.
What a cutie.
It's been a long time. We got to reenact that one.
She was so cute.
That's so cute. Isn't that cute?
Seeing that really.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to cry.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We're going to be tears.
I'm sorry, buddy.
That's a very
I didn't cry when Riley. I did actually. Oh, I did cry. I did cry when I'd get off the phone with him for about the first month. I missed him so much.
Yeah, but now, right?
I'm just used to it. I think he's gone. Now and yeah,
he's gone. You can care about her for a little longer.
Hey, let me ask you this question. What time are we at here, Robbie? Do
well,
I have anything on the agenda here for this podcast?
10 minutes, that's Pepper all.
Dylan 10 minutes or less. 10 minutes or less?
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
Well, I imagine we're close.
We're over 10.
Okay, give me just a minute then, okay. And we'll wrap it up. Let me ask you this question, because this happened yesterday, and I don't want to name names, but let's pretend it was my fiance and her 13-year-old son.
Okay.
They went to my daughter's yoga class, and on their way home, they pulled off in a residential area, and she let him drive home.
Okay.
On a residential, on city streets.
Yeah.
At 13 years old, no learner's license.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? Not okay with that.
I'm okay with
the
it.
The law would be against that.
Well,
one.
I know, but I like because when I was teaching my son to drive and my daughter to drive, it was in parking lots, which I don't even think that's legal. I'm not sure.
No, it's not.
Right. But that's where we went. This was driving home. They drove home in total side streets, which might be worse because, you know, kids at play.
Right.
But that's what they did. Very slow roads. And she taught him just, and it was like a 3-minute drive. But he drove home.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a small town, so it's hard for me.
Right. Like, I remember sitting on my grandpa's lap shifting gears, but he was behind the wheel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I was driving dad because he couldn't see the road.
Before you had your learner's license?
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure, like, that's why he had me on the steering wheel. Right. So,
oh, dear God.
We grew up in a different time.
That's small town living, though.
Yeah, so, I don't think I wouldn't recommend it, and I wouldn't say that's a good thing, because I imagine that's incredibly illegal and bad, and if there was an accident, I don't know where insurance
goes. It's gotta be pretty common, though, right?
I don't know. I think,
like, viewed at as fairly innocent.
In the grand scheme of, like, murder. And things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. On the scale, it's below murder as far as crimes go.
It's
okay.
Not the worst crime, but it is. I think it's frowned upon.
Like my daughter's friend would probably complain.
Yeah. Oh,
and
gosh,
think that was bad parenting.
Very much so.
But would you, if you saw that,
would I complain?
Yeah.
No.
You're a neighbor. You're out in your yard and you see driving by a kid driving the car. I mean, I guess you don't know if he has his learner's license, but it's obvious enough he doesn't have his learner's license.
Can he see over the steering wheel?
Yeah,
it's not like this kid like this.
No.
Right? Like, they can't even see. No.
It's not like Kevin McAllister stole a vehicle.
I wouldn't make a deal out of it. I wouldn't say it, but I don't know. I would say that like country roads would be more kind of the appropriate place to go. Rather than doing it on a residential street, like
because
you said,
there's people around, or because you're
kids.
In city limits.
No, I think because there's kids.
There could be kids
running out in front of a car, and you don't have that reaction time.
Yeah,
like I think most of us probably lack the reaction time, let alone someone who doesn't expect anything.
Well, in the car, they definitely lack that driver's training break.
Right.
That they had a driver's training.
Right.
So, like, you can be like, okay, are you paying attention? But, I mean, there's a lot of things to overwhelm you the first couple times.
Sure.
I don't know. They got home, and guess what? He drove home, and I was like, hey, good for you. And then I kind of thought, God, I only went into parking lots. I wonder if I would have done that with with my kids.
Yeah, what would insurance?
Oh, no, yeah. You'd be totally screwed.
But
I think it's fairly common, I would say. I don't know.
I don't think it's common.
So your girlfriend's son doesn't have his learner's license, right?
He does not. I took him out to do that.
Okay.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
In a church parking lot.
Yeah. It's always a church parking lot.
Yeah. And he didn't want to.
No.
No, and he loves vehicles and he loves cars and he just
nervous to do it or
I think he didn't want to break the rules. Like he was just like, I don't know if this is
so where's he gonna do it?
Pardon?
Where's he gonna do it?
Well, I don't know. And it's also like he wasn't with his dad or his mom. It was just him and I.
Yeah.
So like, I think he just like maybe he would have done it with his dad. Maybe he would have done it with his mom. But
did
like,
you feel like, oh, this is a dad thing to do?
It is kind of a daddy thing to do.
I just thought it was like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Why don't we try this?
Because
it's like fun.
My,
and then we were in this old truck.
Yeah.
And so I thought, why not do it?
You guys Pepper show truck?
Yeah.
Is that what you were driving?
Yeah.
It was in my truck?
Yeah, I thought it's all banged up anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you do this?
The church over by your house.
Oh, really?
Not by
that time
house.
The two of you came over to borrow it for yard work?
Yeah.
Not, oh, really?
Not the one right by your house, the one that we
so
go past
second,
the golf
wait
course.
Wait a second. Your idea was not only to let an unlicensed driver drive a vehicle, but to let an unlicensed driver drive a vehicle that you weren't insured or registered on.
Yes.
But it that's got to be something.
Because it was show vehicle, though.
That's the very reason why it can't be show vehicle. Because the insurance wouldn't cover it.
But I thought if we crashed, like worst case scenario, you wouldn't even know.
I would.
If he hit something in a parking lot, because there's no cars or anything. So I was like, oh, whatever. Pepper won't care. So we jumped in, and you know where the driving range is? If you keep going.
Is this Villeneuve area?
Yeah, in St. Albert. Yeah, I know exactly.
If you keep going west, there's like a kind of a church parking lot.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah, there was no one there. So we were driving.
That's where I took my kids once.
And the reason that we did it is because we had all those bugs in the back of your car. So I had to get them out. So we were going down.
Driving fast down secondary highway.
And then I thought, oh, there's a church. I'll just pull in here and then maybe he'll want to.
So did he not want to do it because it was my vehicle?
And that might have been it too. Maybe
you should let him know. That's what we should. We should rent it out for driver's training. Honestly, the hell out of this thing. I'm fine with it.
So I just thought there was no problems because I'm like, well, honestly, like he could have crashed it and you wouldn't have known.
It's only got one big dent on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. So it was this old truck.
And he wouldn't do it. Hey, wow. Okay.
He didn't.
Were you ever going to tell me about that or?
No. Why? If we did, no, I wouldn't actually. No, I was never going to bring that up.
Okay.
But we've talked about this before. More and more kids just don't want to drive.
It is
true. They don't need to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just have no desire.
Didn't your sister just get her driver's license?
Well, not just, but she waited until 29 or 30 or something.
Wow.
Like it was forever. And then she had to wait and I always tell people, like, go get your learner's immediately.
Yeah.
Because you have to wait the 2 years no matter when you get it.
Yep.
And so she got it like 29 or 29 and then she had to wait until whatever. And then she just kept driving without a license. She just had her learner's and she was driving and then she got in an accident.
Oh.
While she didn't have a driver's license and she had to I know she had to like do something outside of the law or outside of the insurance companies.
Driving a car alone with her learner's license.
Yeah.
Which you can't do. Oh, wow.
Because she was so old though, right? She was like 30 years old and she had to wait that 2 year probation period or whatever.
Did she know about it
or did she
play dumb about it?
I think so.
Okay. Smart.
But she knew.
Yeah.
Like, and like that was one of the things.
I think that the legal way to do it is the 14-year-old or the learner's license, you take the written test, get your learner's license, then you take them to the church parking lot or the mall
lot.
I think that's the way you're supposed to do it, but I don't know how many people do it that way.
Well, but like with my girlfriend's son, like he could pass that test in half a second. Like we've quizzed this for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows everything there is about
right. It's
cars.
One thing to know like the speed limits and whatnot.
Oh yeah, so he could have got it, but I don't want to be the one to take him.
Mm.
But I want to take him
to get his learners.
Yeah, but like because I feel that one's like
that's
your dad
overstep.
Or your mom.
Yeah,
like that I as much as I would like get it done because I have all the time. Like they're both busy and they work and all this. Like I could just take him today.
Yeah.
And we could just go and we could get it.
Yeah, there are certain moments.
But I don't want to, I don't want to ruin that for him and his dad or him and his mom, whatever it is. Because, like, to me, that one could be special to them.
Right.
Whether it is or not, I'm not sure. But I'm not going to go down that path. But I really think one of them should take him.
Well, like, I found out the other day that Milo, this is my stepson, he's 13 and he's a big kid and he's a developing kid, right? I'm used to kids that were tiny and little and like my son shaves probably maybe once a year, but Milo is starting to need to shave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's not my area, right? Like that's where I back away. That's a father son thing.
Right.
So I'm not going to step in. And if he's at our house and he's like, I need to shave, I'm going to be like, well, you can go to your dad's or whatever. I'm not like, that's sacred ground, father son learning to shave stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that. He also broke a hockey stick and I was going to buy him a new hockey stick. But I thought that was overstepping,
too. You don't know what to buy, do you?
Well, no, I don't, but he would.
He would tell you.
But I would take him. But then I thought, that's overstepping. And they're like $300.
Yeah, save that money.
Yeah, I wanted to save the money. And I thought, he and his dad kind of bond over hockey and hockey equipment. Mm-hmm. I'll let him spend the $300.
That's nice
what
of
a
you.
Guy,
that
hey?
Very,
what
very
a
kind.
Nice guy.
Very thoughtful of you. I'm sure dad wouldn't have been too upset, though.
Did you have those moments coming from a broken home, Robbie, where your parents were together, where like a boyfriend or girlfriend of your parents taught you something that was maybe territory of your real parents?
No, not really. My mom did date a little bit, but none of them
None of them really...
None of them got involved enough to be like, come here, little man. Let me tell you about how the miracle of birth.
Not since I can really remember.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was a little younger, but... No, and I don't even remember my dad showing me how to shave. I don't remember any of that. Like, it had
you guys have told me that dad and son bonding over the first shave is not that big a deal.
No.
When my son first shaved and he did it without me, I was really hurt by it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what's the big deal? And I thought, that's a moment.
Yeah,
no, I don't recall it being a huge moment.
My dad didn't say anything. I honestly think I had to steal some razors from my sisters because they were shaving their legs before I was shaving.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to steal their razors and I just figured it out on my own, which is kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember it being a
I don't remember any of that. I don't remember the birds and the bees getting taught to drive. I went to driver's training.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of you. There's a guy on YouTube who does all the things if you don't have a dad.
Oh, really? That guy. Oh, tell me more about
this
guy.
He's the best. You can YouTube him.
It's something dad.
I forget.
Everybody's dad or whatever.
He does all the things if you don't have a dad,
like how to change a tire.
Oh, what a great idea!
Yeah, and apparently
I could use him right now because, by the way, it works both ways. So, Dylan, you missed last week. The ongoing saga of the broken dishwasher continues.
Dad, how do I is what it's
called. Dad, how do I?
Yeah.
Oh, the dishwasher. Did you do it?
My dishwasher broke, right? And I was debating whether or not to call a repairman, have the repairman or a repairwoman come in and tell me what is needed and then go like, oh, if you do this, this is this, and then realize, oh, it's going to cost me just as much as a brand new dishwasher. I might as well get the brand new dishwasher. I wasn't sure. I was debating back and forth. And then Robbie said, well, why don't you fix it?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know how to fix anything. I can't do that. And then I started thinking, you know what? Why don't I fix it? So I YouTubed the problem.
Yeah.
And they walked me through the YouTube. And I thought, you know what? That does look like something I might be able to try.
There you go.
So I went and I bought the part. And yesterday it was time to finally replace the drain pump on my dishwasher.
Yeah.
So it works both ways in that, you know, you can teach your son things, or should you teach your stepson things? And should a stepson teach you things?
He taught you?
They went to yoga. And I thought, okay, I'm going to fix this dishwasher.
Right, this is your time to shine.
Anything to get out of yoga.
Turned the water off, turned the power off, unhooked it, pulled it out from its little dish. Which, by the way, do you know what keeps a dishwasher in?
No.
Two little screws. That's it. Just two little screws is what keeps it in its little place.
Right.
That's it.
Wait, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe there'd be a locking mechanism or a casing or that. Just two screws. Take them out. Boom. Whole thing pulls right up.
Yeah.
Pulled it right out, tipped it upside down. Bunch of water spilled all over the place.
Gotcha.
Ah, shit. Anyway. Realized I couldn't tip it the way that the YouTube told me I had to tip it the other way. So now I'm doing everything backwards.
Uh-oh.
In reverse from the YouTube.
This is not going to be
easy. I'm still watching
the
YouTube. I'm doing everything I can. I'm doing the dad breathing. This piece of shit. I'm doing all this. I finally get the pump in. It was really simple.
Right.
Put the pump in, throw the old pump out. Put the dishwasher up, clean up, screw it back in, put the caps back
Boom.
In, put the racks back in, push it. I wait for everybody to get home for the big moment. Turn the power on, turn the water on. All right, everybody, are you ready?
Were they excited?
Didn't work.
Oh, really?
I didn't do it properly.
Oh, darn.
Or was it just not, you didn't need a new pump, you needed something else?
It might be something else. I think I know what I did, but here's what I did, and I can't do it because I think I know what I did.
What?
I put it in. Didn't test it. I put everything back, put it all back, put all the tools back, cleaned everything up, and then tested it.
Right.
I should have just stood it upright and tested it.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Gotcha.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I don't know how to fix things.
No.
But then Coral's son goes, well, maybe I can help you tomorrow to fix this thing. I've done this before. 13-year-old teaching me how to fix a dishwasher.
Well, because his dad's handy.
Yeah, his dad's very handy. And that isn't right.
No.
That isn't right.
You learn it wherever you can learn it.
Yeah.
It's humiliating.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And the whole family gathers around. And remember, these are stepkids still learning their way about me, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is it mom sees in this guy? And now they go, well, it's certainly not that.
No,
what
for
an
sure.
idiot.
Aw,
everybody
sad.
Gather around. I had the Christmas lights, you know, the programmable Christmas lights. I had it on celebration.
Right.
So that the moment we started the dishwasher, I was going to hit that and the lights would be going all celebration outside.
Wow.
Damn thing didn't work.
You really try to build up these moments, eh?
And then I'm looking at it, and everybody's like, it was like when Clark Griswold tried to turn on his lights, right. And everybody just left me alone, and I'm in the kitchen going, what the hell did I do wrong?
So are you going to buy a new one then, or?
I'm going to try one thing that I get. The only thing I think it could be, and if not, then yeah.
Let the young man fix it for you.
Well, he's going to help me.
Today is the day?
Yeah.
Let us know how that goes.
By the way, when you unhook a dishwasher, it stinks.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no.
I still can't find the drain plug in mine. I need to clean it. Do you know where your drain plug is?
Yeah, it's at the bottom. You pull the rack out, it's down there.
Yeah, I got to fix that because it does stink.
I can do that.
Mm. It gets a stink.
I can do all the things Go Clean Co. showed me what to do. Yeah, yeah. But any dad YouTube stuff, I can't do it.
No, you can learn a lot on YouTube.
I still look at it. I've got a thing hanging on the wall in the living room. I've got it hanging there, and I still look at it every day. And I go, God, I nailed that.
What is it?
It's, I don't know, it's just some thing hanging on a wall, but it's perfectly level and it's perfectly centered in the wall. It's my shining moment of handyman.
That's your proud moment?
It's exactly where it should be. And I did it on the first try.
Good for you.
So it's not like a bunch of holes behind it that I'm trying to cover up.
Yeah.
It's the one thing where I'm like, I nailed that.
That feels good.
That's all. That's all I've got.
No, I understand.
It's pretty good.
I'm trying to learn all of that stuff right now, but I have Ashton, right?
Yeah.
So I got like a full time teacher handyman down the road, right? And he's now trying to change it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, he would like do it and explain it while he's doing it. But now we're at the point where it's learning time. So like he came over the other day and we were putting up something in the garage. And what ended up happening was he just said, okay, well, what would you do next?
Oh, God, he's a teacher.
Right. Like, so then I'm getting quizzed, but he's still there, which is nice to have. So you still have like the safety net.
Yeah.
But I was doing it. So
Wow.
It's exciting having that.
See that how I, but my dad would do things and teach me like change a tire or whatever, hanging a picture, fixing the unclogging a sink. And I would just stand there and pretend I was paying attention because I knew if I just stood there the right way, he'd just do the whole thing
right.
So no. I didn't learn a goddamn thing.
See, that's not how, you got to be paying attention and put into action.
So I learned yesterday that stepchildren have that equally kind of, I don't know if I should, am I overstepping by helping this stepdad or not, right? Never get to help dad. I might as well help this useless tit.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Well, good luck today.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes well.
Well, if not, I've got a brand new dishwasher I'm going to be buying, and you can go ahead and sell my old one on Facebook Marketplace.
You got it, man. Anything you need sold, you let me know.
Because I'm sure it was just a button I wasn't pressing or something stupid.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Thanks, Robbie.
Robbie's the only one with faith in you at this point.
Aw.
But he's got faith.
I appreciate it very much.
Not much, but he's got some.
Just enough.
Well, welcome back. If we could tag on the back end of this podcast any follow-up on the Connor McDavid friendship situation.
You don't have a friendship with him.
You've ruined it.
She hasn't been back yet.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to come back.
But apparently she was on her girl's trip to Vegas apparently. So... But I don't know. Now that's 2 weeks, so that's a long time to be in Vegas.
According to her social media, she's only there for a couple days.
Oh, and this is
too bad
now?
Because Connor's got a few days off.
This is a good time.
So I don't know if it's developing or not. We're going to see.
He doesn't want to be your friend. I'm sorry.
He doesn't know yet.
Trust me, if he did,
don't you see the brilliance of it, Dylan?
Yeah.
Is that Coral becomes friends with her. Mm-hmm. They start hanging out, and we say, we should have you guys over for dinner. And then he comes over.
He's friends with Leon.
And then I do that whole thing where I'm like, oh, what's your name? Oh, yeah, Connor. Good to meet you. We even figured out I'd keep calling him Conrad.
Conrad.
So I didn't know anything about him, and he didn't feel like he had to put on a show. I just like, hey, Conrad, come over. Oh, sorry, Connor. Yeah, right, come on over here. Right. Hey, what is it you do for a living?
Yeah.
Hey, where are you from? Oh, you're from Ontario? What brings you to town?
Right.
See?
Yeah.
But you can't play too dumb.
Yeah, that's fake.
He'd appreciate it.
He would know immediately that
he can just relax and be himself and not answer all these dumb questions about the power play.
Right.
Just your other dumb questions.
Uh-huh. Every single one of them. He'll wish you were talking hockey soon.
I've got my first one already.
What is it?
How's this for an icebreaker, okay? Have you ever noticed how close a 6 and a 9 are together? How close they look? How similar they are?
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's 10 symbols. They didn't need to get into repeats. They could have made a different symbol. There has to be a reason that a 9 is an upside down 6.
Okay.
There's got to be a reason.
So you want to talk about this with him?
Well, why do we think?
I don't know why.
There you go. But you're curious. There's got to be a hit there. That's a good question.
That's not a good question.
See, he doesn't have a 6 or a 9 in his uniform. Oh, he does. He's a
97.
So he would want to know. He would be partial. He would be interested.
No.
Because he'd be like, wow, I never thought of it that way.
He'll be like, babe, when can we get out of this house?
No. You don't know. He'd probably go like, you know what? I like that guy. He asks real brain ticklers.
No way. No.
You've never noticed the number system and how close 6 and 9 are? Like, no, they're same thing.
We've all noticed that.
I know, but why?
I never cared to know why.
Why did they get to 9 and go, just use that one we already used, turn it upside down or something? But none of the other numbers are the same upside down. Mm-hmm. They're different symbols.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to draw 10 original symbols right now?
No,
I'll do it.
No.
Please.
No.
I want to draw some symbols
right
now.
Draw 10. Okay.
There. Look. It could be that.
Right.
It looks like a backwards 4.
Yeah, there must be a reason.
Right. But what is the reason?
Have we never Googled it?
Well, they all made these symbols. At some point, there was a group of people who said, here, these are the numbers.
Okay, but it's the same with the alphabet. Because B and D and P are all the same. They're just flipped.
But they're...
And then a Q is basically a P with a little tail.
You're talking lowercase.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Well, we could go that route. You have 26, though. You know, there's a little more space for for duplicity in the alphabet. 10 numbers?
Right.
Yeah, you could have done...
Well, there's only 9, really.
And I bet you the numbers came before letters. So they had all those symbols at their disposal.
Right. And they didn't use
it. And they didn't.
You think they could do math before they could talk?
Yeah. Remember, very myopic here. Remember, you're dealing with the English language. I mean, Russia has a bunch of different alphabet letters.
True.
All the different languages have different letters. But the numbers are the same across the board. Why? I've got Robbie. You see that?
No, it is interesting.
Barely. His brain's getting tickled a little bit.
I would only say it's 0 through 9. Not those 1 through 10.
But those are 10. Those are 10 digits. 0 through 9. That's 10 digits. They could only come up with 9 digits?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And they flipped one upside down and called it a day? And they probably, I bet you they went, well, let's just flip the one before it upside down. And they're like, shit, it's an 8.
Right. Yeah, no, that's tough. Huh.
Robin, and then they go, well, flip the one before that, and they flip the 7, and then the guy in the other guy, I'm also in the alphabet meeting after this. I was going to use that for L.
Right.
Okay, shit, we can't do that.
Right?
Yeah, he probably
won't
care.
About 6? Anybody using 6 anywhere else? No? All right, flip it upside down. There, we're done. Let's go. Alphabet guy's got to get this room. Yeah, get in the boardroom.
Right, yeah. They just wanted to get on with it, probably. You probably spend more time now than they did in that original meeting.
Obviously, because they repeated a damn number.
They were just being lazy that day.
Yeah, 100% they were.
Maybe there's a good reason. We don't know. We weren't there. Let's not judge.
Yeah, it seems like you'd find something better to talk about.
They probably are.
Poor Connor McDavid.
He's going to be, you're going to bore him.
Probably what happened is they booked the meeting room for an hour, and then they got into a heated debate about 4.
Right.
Because somebody's like, is it going to be connected at the top? And the other guy's like, no. You started over here. And they're like, no. You go up and then at an angle and then across. And the other guy's like, no. You go up and then you lift your pen and then you go down and across. And then they're like, oh, damn it. We're out of time and we're only at 8.
This might be a good time to tell you.
Yeah.
Just with you and your Connor McDavid hopeful friendship that you're talking about and stuff. And I just don't want you to get, I don't want you to get too upset. We're thinking that we're piling on, but like, Robbie and I get paid to listen to it. Yeah. That's why we pretend that it's okay. But that's like our job. Like, it's not, we get paid.
Oh, look at his face just drop.
I know. Like, he,
Dylan.
I had Robbie for a minute.
No, I had him for a minute.
I was just going to say there is something because
Robbie, if Connor McDavid has to put up with this, like, we have to defend him. We can't put him through this.
We need Pepper to get it out of his system here so that he doesn't bring it to Connor.
Right, because last thing I want to have happen is like Connor to go around going like, I'm at the Pepper and Dylan show. Those guys are wild.
Those guys are wild.
And we get like thrown under the bus alongside with him because he's doing this whole thing.
Oh, I'm giving you a bad name by talking to Connor McDavid about why 6s and 9s are basically the same thing, just upside down?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what would you bring up with him, tough guy?
With Connor?
How awesome it is to score all those goals.
No, I probably wouldn't talk hockey with him. I don't know much about hockey. Yeah, so
like something else.
Like what?
Probably what show he's watching.
Maybe that.
Oh, you're going to talk shows.
I've been wondering lately how cemeteries make money. Because once you're in the ground, do you keep paying?
No.
For the rest of time?
Yeah, that's true.
No, they just pay the one time. Yeah, there's not a monthly rent due,
no,
right?
You pay one time
for your plot and that's it.
For the rest of time.
Well, it's because people keep dying, Robbie.
But once you run out of space, the cemetery makes $0.
Yeah, you're like,
and they've got expenses. They got groundskeeping.
So where do they make money?
I don't know if they do.
So how is that anything? How?
Well, plots are expensive. I'm sure they do. But it's not finite, for the end of time. Yeah.
It's like you're not getting rent.
You probably start like putting people on top of people eventually.
Once they run out of room, they still got to upkeep the cemetery. They still got to mow the grass.
But it's completely.
Is it privately owned? It is privately owned.
Are you sure?
Like you buy your lot. Like some people already have purchased a lot where they're going to stay.
But it's not run by like the city?
I don't think so.
It's not a service?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I know that my parents bought their lot.
They should have it though as a it would be smart of them to do like an installment plan that you have to like pay yearly because that would make more people get cremated and save a lot of space.
Can you get maintenance fees? Like can your next of kin be sent a bill on maintenance fees?
It doesn't seem
like
right.
Like a condo, right? Oh, we have to crank up our maintenance fees.
You would think if you want it to look nice.
Times are tough. We need to replace all the... We need to repave the parking lot.
This is good.
You're Googling this, but you're not Googling the 6 and the 9?
Not at all. How do cemeteries
make money? Because
When they come over, I'll bring both of those up.
Yeah.
We'll see which one is more enticing and creates a more harvested discussion.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go out without you. What's going to happen is your fiance and them, they're going to go out. Because she doesn't want
to. She knows.
She doesn't want that.
I know.
Yeah. Cemeteries primarily generate revenue through the sale of burial plots.
Right. So you sell a plot.
Intermittent fees and maintenance services, as well as potentially through endowment funds and partnerships with related businesses.
Okay.
Okay. So they have to be subsidized.
I guess.
So but it's like when all the plots are full.
They'll sponsor the tombstones. Like on the back of your tombstone, there'll be a little logo on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not bad.
Like the ice surface at an arena.
Brought to you by KFC.
Yeah.
If you got a digital board going through a bunch, you can probably make money.
Hey, man, throw a digital board or engrave a logo on the back of my tombstone.
Right? You may as well make some money.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
It was just something I was like, how?
I like that better than the 6 and the 9. I'm sorry. I'm just saying I do. It was a better question.
Yeah. Like the 10 digits is better. There used to be 3. X or 4. What is it? X, V,
no,
1.
There's a D and then an M and an L and a C.
That's it. For all of the digits.
And an I.
That go up to what?
Infinite.
Really infinite, yeah.
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah, they needed some variance.
So they got more digits.
But I'm not talking about Roman numerals, guys. I could, though.
And they did. They just took the I and put it there 3 times.
I love Roman numerals. I am shocked that people don't like Roman numerals more. They're really? Fun. They're fun.
It's just too hard to read.
Yeah.
I'll count. Okay.
I don't want to do math while reading. Boring. Yeah.
You don't want to do math while reading numbers.
No, that's not for me. It's not what I'm about.
All right. Look, I got to go pick up my beautiful princess.
You go do that. Yeah. 11 o'clock. You need to be there and. 13 minutes.
Time, Robbie.
38 minutes or so.
Yikes. Thanks.
But that's okay. We'll get it.
We'll get there eventually.
If you're interested in this whole 6 and 9 thing, reach out to me on Instagram. I'll happily have a chat with you. I'll go live.
A live chat?
Yep.
I want to see that. I would like to see the live chat.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Pepper and Dylan Show in 10 minutes or less.
Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.